This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Absa Money Wellness with Nonocele Kaba was brought to you by Absa to give you different view on money, being ready to take control of your finances. That is Africanacity. It's Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, Just Drive, Dean Komo and Itubanda. Welcome back to the show. Now, the past couple of weeks, we've got to spend it with Nonocele Kaba right here on Just Drive. Of course, Nonocele is an entrepreneur, TV producer and financially savvy mom who recently participated in the Absa City Press Money Makeover Challenge. And in the next few weeks, she will be sharing her valuable learnings with the nation to help people turn their finances around in these uncertain COVID-19 times. Nono is a very accomplished media personality. Also, I just discovered today that she was listed as one of the most influential young South Africans in 2020 amongst 100. So, yeah, there's still more to find out about her as we continue getting to find out more about being money savvy and being financially educated. Nono, welcome back to the show.
I'm so excited to be with you again today. Thank you very much for making time for me.
All right. Thank you so much for taking your time and being on the show. Now, let's be frank, Nono. Very few people do get a kick out of creating a budget, but you say that a budget is the cornerstone of a healthy financial life.
Absolutely. You know what, Dee? Great things start with budgeting when it comes to your finances. Budgeting is the first step in working towards financial freedom. It is a must do and must have for each and every single person if you want to meet your financial goals and make a difference, not only in your life, but in the lives of those that you are surrounded by. So these are your loved ones. It is a must. For me, the reason why I stick to a budget is because of my big why. I know exactly what I'm trying to achieve financially. I know what kind of lasting legacy I want to leave behind for my children and their children and their children. So my advice is always know what your big why is, because that will be your daily motivating factor.
All right. No. You also say that budgeting should be simple, right? You simply analyze your income, less your expenses over 3 months. Yes, I hear all of that, but is it that simple, really?
It should be that simple. We must just become disciplined about it. That's where it gets slightly difficult. So you look at how much is coming in and minus your expenses, what do you spend your money on? Where does your money go? Now, where budgeting becomes very important is that you basically put your money, you give your money an assignment. You give it a purpose. You are saying 10 rand, go make sure that that debt, we get rid of it. 5 rand, make sure we have food on the table. 3 rand, make sure that we have clothes in this house and so forth. So budgeting is a must because you are basically making your money work for you. You are sending your money out there to achieve goals for your own betterment.
Mm. Look, I think this one will be more of an oxymoron. I would like to call it unforeseen commitments, you know what I mean? That's why I call it an oxymoron, because think about things like your family tax, you know, those payments to support our families. Do we also need to budget for that too?
It's a must. We must include that in our budget, because we don't want to end up running short somewhere else. And you know what I did the last year when I wanted to pay off my car? I was so tired of having to pay the monthly payments for my car. So I sat down with my parents and I said, you know what, I'm really on a strict budget right now, and I'm only able to contribute X amount of money towards the family. So for the next few months, I need you guys to support me in making sure that I pay off this car so that I'm able to contribute more towards the family.
Yeah.
And fortunately for me, they agreed to this. But, you know, it sparked something in me. We must have healthy conversations with our loved ones where money is concerned, including when it comes to family tax. If we can negotiate, if there are some months where we are able to say, let me contribute less in order for me to pay off my debt, it benefits everyone in the family.
All right. Look, we all have different personalities, you know, and there's different ways of drawing your budget to suit your personality type. So can you kindly remind us about needs, wants and savings and the 50-30-20 budget rule? What is that?
Okay. So this budgeting method, basically, it requires you to understand, like you just said, the difference between your needs, your wants and your savings. So basically, 50% of your after-tax income goes to what you need. These are essentials. These are things that you and your family cannot live without. So this will include food, shelter, rent, water, electricity, medical aid. So 50% of your after-tax income goes towards these essentials. And then the 30% will go towards your wants. These are the nice to have, you know. These make life more comfortable. I'm talking about dining out, designer clothes, going on holiday, and also our hobbies. You know, my husband has a very extensive hobby because he's a DJ in his spare time, so he buys all sorts of gadgets. So these will be the ones. But be careful with your wants, because one gadget here, one gadget there, before you know it, you've spent a whole lot of money just on your wants. And the 20% goes towards your savings. And when we're talking about savings, you must have an emergency fund. Because on the day that something unforeseen happens, you don't want to be getting yourself into debt. If you already have your savings, this money can also go towards paying off your debt. Now, the trick with paying off debt, try the snowball method, where you pay the smallest amount first, where you tackle the smallest debt first, and then move on to the next one and so forth. And that gives you a sense of achievement once the first debt is paid off.
Cool. So it's Capricorn FM. We're having a chat with Nonocele Qaba. We're going to be going for a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to find out more about budgeting in its entirety, if I can put it like that. We're going to find out about a method that the Japanese have apparently discovered. We're going to be talking also about the envelope method. Do not move. We're still having a chat with Nonocele Qaba. Now, before the break, we were talking about budgeting. Now, Nono, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Steve.
All right. Now, the Japanese also have an interesting way of looking at budgeting. Please tell us more about that.
You know, there's so much for us to learn from the Japanese because they are very good when it comes to personal finance. So they have a method called the Takebo method. In essence, it's just a household financial journal that makes you mindful of how much money comes in and how much money you spend. So in essence, if I had to sum it up, it's like you have two journals. At the beginning of the month, you write down on the first journal how much money is coming in and your expected expenditures, right? And then in the second journal, you carry that with you and actually write down each and every expenditure you make. And then at the end of the month, you compare the two. Because sometimes the expenses that we expect to make and what we actually spend money on can be two different things.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also the envelope method. Can you please elaborate on that one?
Oh, this one, I catch my feelings every time I have to talk about the cash budgeting method. Basically, the cash budgeting method is where you put money in different spending categories in marked envelopes. Let's say you have an envelope for traveling, you have an envelope for food and for clothes. Now, this method, the envelope method, makes money more real to you in the sense that you're not just swiping a card and there are no emotions attached. You physically see money coming out of your envelope or out of your pocket, and that hurts. But what the benefit of it is, you become more disciplined and you are more aware about where your money is actually going.
All right, loud and clear. Now, groceries also take up such a huge, huge chunk of our budget. And with COVID-19, some of us were forced to hit the reset button on all of our spending. But how do we, you know, reset our grocery budget?
Very important, because like you just said, we spend so much money on food. So these are just some of the tips that have worked for me. Number one, plan your meals. At the beginning of each week, you must know what are we going to eat on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and so forth. And number two, since you're going to be cooking anyway, try freezing your meals. So make more than enough for 2 days or 3 days and freeze those meals so that you can eat them in the other days. And also what's very important, thoroughly check your cupboard. Make sure that you're not going out there to buy things that you don't need. And if shopping online helps you to become more disciplined, then maybe go for that option.
Okay, and I think this is also very important. Why is it important to have a realistic budget in place? And is it okay to treat ourselves every now and then? Like if I go to the mall to go do my groceries, those are essentials, but then I walk past a sneaker store and I see a really, really nice sneaker. I haven't bought myself this, you know, a sneaker in a while. What do I do? You know, am I allowed to spoil myself every now and then?
I love that question. It's very important that we tackle things like that. And you mentioned something about having a realistic budget. It's very important. You must have a budget that fits your lifestyle. You know what I mean? so that you also are able to make headway financially in terms of the goals that you have set for yourself. So be realistic. And when it comes to rewarding yourself, once in a while you must reward yourself. But that must only be if you've achieved a certain milestone that you had set for yourself. Mm. Because these sneakers can easily get out of hand, you know. Because one month there's two sneakers that are out. Next month there's three. That much you're going to do. So only once in a while. And I must commend everyone who is ready to take control of their finances. Because that is such a bold move. That's what we call African necessity.
All right. It's always a pleasure talking to you. Very insightful. You know, we always end the conversation having learned more about our finances, how to better navigate those, and when to buy myself sneakers. So, you know, thank you so much for talking to us. But also, if somebody is interested in reaching out to you, where can they find you? How do they connect with you via social media?
I am on Twitter at @nono_cele, and I also follow you. So that's awesome. Let's keep the conversation going
and make
sure that we add value in each other's lives. I'm also on Instagram at @nono_cele.
All right, Nono. Thank you so much. Looking forward to having a chat with you next Tuesday. Be safe and be money savvy as always, okay?
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.